Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, guys, listen. I know what you're thinking.
Oh, that's a fact. Whatever you're thinking, you're right about that.
I know you're thinking, they still didn't put anything on their walls.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
Yeah.
Listen, with a team of two, there's but so many things you can keep track of.
And guys, we were trying to take this break and take this break for real.
Yeah.
Like, we weren't trying to take a break and, like, still work on things. We were really, like, we need a vacation from the podcast completely. So we took it. We took one. which is why there's nothing on this wall.
There's a difference between taking a break and still, like, working in the background. Like, okay, we're taking a break, but then, like, we're keeping track.
We're getting things, like, done that we normally don't have time for. We didn't do that.
No. Yeah, we didn't do that. Except for, like,
keeping up with community, making sure that you guys are still, like, here and, like, connected with us.
You know, so I think that was, like, that, but that's, like, the fun part, you know, like, posting and stuff like that. Even though, like, I wish, like, the way it was going to go in my mind is that I was going to post way more on WTJ. But, like, you know, sometimes when you're just out, you just want to really be there.
Yeah, exactly.
So, nothing on the wall. We do have something new here.
We have a new pillow. This is my grandma pillow. So welcome her to the channel. Welcome her to the podcast.
Well, make sure you don't.
Should we name her?
We should name her, but I want to make sure that people don't think this is your actual grandma's pillow.
No, this is not my actual grandma's pillow. This is just my grandma
pillow,
like grandma style pillow.
Yeah.
And don't worry, little guy over here, our green guy, I did not replace you, but I feel like I can't have both pillows on
so
me.
Give me the green guy.
Okay, here's the green
also
guy.
By the way, too, if you're watching this on YouTube, green is my favorite color. Green is, well, blue, that blue that actually Allie is wearing, because she
more
copied me.
I didn't copy you.
Yes,
just because you don't claim the blue color.
Why
just
not?
Because you like the blue.
Everybody
color.
Everybody knows that I'm blue and you're red.
Okay, yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay,
like, I don't have a single thing that's red.
Okay, but more recently, not even more recently, just because of the t-shirt you're wearing right now, you have become a green guy.
A green guy.
I'm green,
a
green is going to be the color of the summer for you.
Yeah, like, I'm also just eating a lot more greens.
So great. You're turning green.
Yeah.
We got to introduce the podcast. So, welcome back to the What's the Juice podcast. My name is Ali Ozaitza, if you forgot.
And my name is Yoni Ikoto, and I'm still your favorite host, hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah probably. Hopefully. And I just want to make sure your mic is loud enough.
Why would it not be loud enough?
No, I'm just, like, looking at the thing, and it looks like it might need to be louder. Well, we have a lot of catching up to do. Also, funny thing, my brother is currently on his way here. From the airport, he is flying in, and he already flew in from Seattle. He's visiting us for the first time, and we're trying to basically record this podcast before he arrives, which, as anything in our life, we are always running behind and trying to catch up.
Well, I think he landed earlier than he was supposed to.
He was supposed to land at 3:55, and he landed at 3:11.
Damn,
that's like a whole 40 minutes early.
That's
so I don't
a
know
whole
what's up
episode.
With that. Okay.
Are we going to continue recording while
when he's here? Yeah, we're just going to, like, I asked him, you landed early? He said, I told him to go faster. I think if he arrives here, we're just like going to tell him to go in the bedroom or something until we're finished, you know, got to get the job done. But
yeah, I mean, he can just hang out in the kitchen. This is going to be the first time we ever had anyone present while we're recording. Cause we
yeah,
because
when my sister came last time, we were on the break for the podcast, and then the time she came before we had to record, I think we just, she went outside to like hang out or do something. Yeah.
But okay, so everyone is here to hear about Japan. All right, welcome back. We missed you guys.
If you're wondering, season four, what's new on season four? It's pretty much the same shit, guys. At this point, there isn't that much to add.
Honestly.
We don't have shit to add because we're tired.
I totally forgot that this is actually the first season.
The first episode
of season four. Yeah. We introduced this like it was just a regular episode.
Because it is just a regular episode.
Welcome to season four, guys. Okay? Clap it up. Okay?
This marks officially we've been doing this for 3 years, three seasons.
500 episodes. 150 episodes. Okay?
But technically 200 if you include the Patreon.
Yes.
We are going to split this. Oh, what I was going to say, sorry, is for season four, we're basically keeping everything pretty much the same. We're going to have our Wednesday episodes. We're going to have our Patreon exclusive content episodes. And it's going to be on YouTube. And we're going to just keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
The same cover art. We're not changing it this time. It just says season four on it. And we're going to lean a little bit more into our off-topic episode style. I think we're going to try to just kind of let loose, like shoot the shit, do our thing, chat it up. Yeah,
I feel like your rings are going to distract me a lot.
Oh, sorry.
Because every time you go like this, it makes this like clicking sound.
Okay, I'll try to not. I also need to work.
No, say what you want to say.
I need to work on talking without my hands. Yeah, it's really hard. So I'll be working on that. For season four. Is there something you will be working on for season four?
I'm perfect. There's nothing I need to work on.
I mean, yeah, you're not wrong.
No. There's, this is maybe like a whole different episode, okay? I'm ready to talk about what we did the past 2 months.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone is
I think that's going to be after the recap.
After the recap. What are you talking
about? Yeah, after like the Japan recap and then the Korea recap. And then maybe we'll talk about that.
Oh, I just meant the vacation.
Oh.
The last 2 months. Oh, in my mind, I said just Japan.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, we haven't been in Japan for 2 months.
Yeah, that would be so nice.
That would be crazy.
Yeah.
So, Japan, right? I think I was going to say we're going to break this episode down into two parts. So, in this episode, we're going to talk about everything from first impressions to our time in Tokyo, because there was a lot that we experienced while we were there. And then for Patreon, we're going to cover Kyoto and Osaka, which is the second half of our Japan trip. So, oh boy, there's like a lot to say.
Okay, and let's start from the beginning, okay? We leave right on time to the airport, JFK.
Yeah.
Everything's fine. We get on that plane.
13-hour flight.
We went to Toronto first, and that was only like an hour and a half, maybe?
Short and sweet. Except there is something to say about like, short flights usually are a smaller plane. Smaller planes are way scarier to fly in.
And that's something that Ali learned this trip.
Yeah, because this plane that we took from Toronto to Tokyo was the biggest plane that I've ever been on.
It was like a building. Yeah, like a building in the air.
But like a big building.
Yeah, I don't like to think about airplanes. You know, it kind of felt
like it was this entire building in a plane. I mean,
no,
God.
It's huge.
Yeah, this building is big.
You know, there's some people who never fly. Like, even if you're like an artist, there's a lot of artists who just drive or take the boat. Like, if you leave.
Why an artist?
No, because if you go on tour
like a musician.
Yeah. Like, they don't fly. They like take the bus or drive or take the boat.
Yeah.
Taking the boat from New York to Spain is crazy.
Okay, who does that
thing? No, people do it. That's a real thing.
Well, I'm good.
Yeah, but
I don't know if the boat necessarily makes me feel safer.
I feel like that would be more scarier.
Well, I've never been on a cruise, which I don't know if it's not really something I'm curious to do. Okay, let's talk Japan, right? Flight, everything was good. We didn't really sleep. We have a hard time sleeping on planes, which I think is kind of good because then it really messes up your sleep and you get really tired. So then when you do get to your destination, or you get back home, you're so tired. Either way, you're going to adapt to the new time zone.
Did you feel any jet lag?
I don't think so. I think because there was so much adrenaline for being excited to be in a new place that our bodies were just kind of, you know, like going along with everything. And also we were so tired from the flight and then from every single day walking like 25,000 steps that there's no way that like you'll just be exhausted no matter what at the end of the day.
That's very true. But quick story. What? We're in the Uber leaving our apartment. And you know, when you leave your house for vacation, you want to think about, what did I not bring? And I thought about every single thing I can possibly think of.
Yeah.
Toothbrush, t-shirt, underwear, socks, whatever, right?
Yeah. So chargers, passports, like documents.
Extra charger, documents, just everything. Yeah. I was like, I am good.
Yeah.
Packed it up all nicely. We get in the Uber and then we're like.
And right as we were getting to the elevator, or no, getting in the Uber, I remember you specifically saying, this is that moment.
Oh, yes.
When if you forgot something,
you can still go grab it.
Oh, I thought you said something like, it is what it is, because now you're getting in the car, so it's gone.
Oh, I thought you meant the elevator.
Oh, you said it, I think, twice.
Oh, okay. Well, anyways, I said, if you forgot something, you either get it now or it's too late.
Yeah.
Right?
And then we're in the car.
So I was like, nah, I think we're good. And there's always something that you forget. But I was positive. So we're in a car, we're driving 40 minutes away from the airport, whatever.
We're on the freeway at this
and
point.
And I'm on my phone, I'm listening to something. I think Ali was listening to something too. And we left early too.
Yeah, yeah. We were nice. Like, it was a 7 p.m. flight. So we kind of had our day to just like get started. I took a shower before we went. Like, it was so nice.
When you take a shower before you leave to the airport, that's how you know you're on time.
And that's, yeah, that's how you know, like, you gave yourself enough time.
You got your shit together, right? Yeah. So then it just dawned on me. I was just like, oh my God.
I know. I can't believe it either. But the holidays are almost here. And if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping so stress-free and joyful. With thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal. I just ordered a handcrafted stoneware 3-minute apple baker for my friend who loves baked apples with her yogurt in the morning. And I love that it's handmade in Wisconsin, unique and thoughtful. It's one of those simple gifts that will make someone smile every time they use it. That is truly what I love about Uncommon Goods. They have something for everyone, from mom and dads, kids and teens. Most of their items are handmade by small independent artists, so every gift feels one of a kind. Plus, with every purchase, they donate $1 to a nonprofit of your choice, and they've already given back over $3 million. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off of your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/WTJ. That's uncommongoods.com/WTJ for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I had my Birkies on, these exact Birkies right here.
Yeah.
Because I just like to be comfortable in the airport. But I forgot my shoes. So I didn't pack any shoes at all.
Yeah. Like, you have a suitcase, no shoes in it.
There was no shoes. And I didn't tell Ali right away. Because I was just like, I was so mad at myself. And I was like, there's no way I forgot my... I never went anywhere and forgot my shoes.
Yeah. Like, who forgets their shoes?
How do you do that?
I don't know.
Anyway, so I forget my shoes. And then like 10 minutes go by and I'm like, okay, I'm going to tell Ali. And I'm like, babe. She was like, what? And there's a way I call you.
I know something's wrong.
Yeah, anyways. So then I told her and she was like, what did you say?
You said, I forgot my Docs. And I don't know what I said. I just remember like.
You said Docs because these my Doc Martens that I'm bringing.
Yeah. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
how could you forget your shoes?
Yeah, I don't know. If that
and
ever
if
happened,
anything, I felt more sorry for you because I just know how your relationship with these shoes, because Yodi's relationship with his docs are like it's close to your phone.
Yeah, I know.
In the sense of like they're so broken into your feet and so comfortable, but they look good with any outfit that
any
you put
outfit.
On. It complements the outfit, and it's just like literally your most perfect shoe.
Yeah, and I
don't have a perfect shoe the way that you have a perfect shoe, as in these Doc Martens.
Yeah.
And the fact that you forgot them, I was just so sorry.
No, and I was so excited to wear them too.
I know. And you just know that like any outfit you put on, you throw on the docs, automatically elevated.
Yeah,
but
elevate.
You're still so comfortable. And you want to have comfortable shoes when you're walking as much as we did.
Yeah. So anyway, shout out to Doc Martens. If you guys ever listen to this and you want to work together, you want to send me a pair, we can do something.
The funny thing is, then our entire time in Tokyo, Yoni was spending looking for shoes.
Yeah.
Like any opportunity where we were around like stores or anything.
I was willing to buy any shoe.
And that came with some challenges. Okay, but let's talk about once we arrived in Tokyo.
Okay.
We were tired. We met my mom and my sister in Tokyo because they also came with us for the Japan part of our trip. And we met in the airport. Everything went well, but, you know, we were tired. First things first is we got to find food, right? So we, like, get to our Airbnb. Everything's good. And
we're not going to go over the airport, how confusing it was. At least to me looking, because, okay, I got to give it to Alia. Also, thank you for really taking care of the GPS.
Oh, yeah, I was on a GPS.
She was
on it. I mean,
that's
me anywhere, even in New York.
Yeah,
GPS
yeah.
is out.
Exactly. So I knew, like, but still, I mean, can't you say it was a little bit challenging?
Yeah, I just feel like...
Just understanding how
everything
it works.
Everything is such a hub. Like, everything is so... Every single train, as in subway station in Tokyo, is like a train station everywhere else. Like, in America, you go to the train station, it's like a hub in the sense that there's several... Like, you'd be walking in, like, hallways and, like, big sprawling areas. In New York, a subway station... There's like the hubs that are like, you know, Times Square or like Union Square, or there's certain stations that have several lines in them. You can go like up and down
transfer,
different stairs
right.
and transfer. But not all subway stops are like that. Some are just like by themselves or whatever.
Like in Tokyo, you can transfer from any.
In Tokyo, every station was like Times Square. In New York, like every single one had so many crowds walking around. So it was just about like. It wasn't so much figuring it out because I feel like it was pretty easy to follow like the signs and Google Maps was really good at like giving you the information. It was so cool that it told you like what train car to get into so you're closer to the exit you need to exit.
Oh, right.
You know, which is something that like we don't have here.
And how organized everything is. I'm sure we were going to get to that at some point during the episode, but I just want to say, Japan, you guys are doing it right.
Yeah.
You have your shit together, and the amount of people that live in the city is no excuse. I always thought that New York is a certain way because there's so many people here.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's no way to keep track of everything. There's no way to put, like, bathrooms in the subways because, you know, there's too many people here and it's going
to
be messy.
There's no way to keep the streets clean because there's just too many people.
New York has 8 million people approximately. Japan, 37 million. And they, like, their bathrooms, public bathrooms, are probably cleaner than some people's houses.
Everything is clean.
Yeah.
Absolutely everything. So now there's no excuse for any city in America. And that includes the big cities too, like Chicago, New York, whatever, for them to be dirty.
But I do think it's a way of living. They're raised that way. Everyone from the smallest child you can see on the street and the oldest person, they're all like respectful. It's just
caring.
It's amazing.
Caring enough about that. Yeah. And also it's like in New York, we have trash cans.
It's a very different culture here. Baby.
Yeah.
You wake up, you know, you go outside and if you don't see your trash around, some people leave the shit at the park.
That's just crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Over there, like I haven't seen a single piece. There was one day where I saw trash outside.
Yeah.
And it was organized trash. It was like next to each other. I took a photo of it. I'll put it right here.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, you guys were walking ahead of me.
Yeah. But the way that it was clean, guys, the streets were so clean that I bought a pair of shoes. right? I got a pair of shoes. And I was walking. I knew that I was going to buy a pair of shoes when we were there. And I wanted to buy a specific pair. And so I only brought my loafers, right? And then the first day, I was wearing my loafers. And they were new loafers. Smart on my end to buy new shoes and wear them on a trip, right, where you walk so much.
Yeah, why?
So my feet were like hurting a lot. So once I bought these shoes, I need to change into these shoes because my feet are killing me, into the new shoes, right, which are just like sneakers. And I sit down, I change, I put them on, right? Straight away, as I start walking, Yoni says,
they look too big. Like something about them just looked bigger than your usual shoe. And if there's somebody who can notice that right away, it's me, because I see you every day. I see all the new shoes you get or try on.
Yeah, and after a while, like, you see like my shoes just have to fit a certain way.
Yeah, so the moment you put those on and you took one step, literally the moment I just looked down to look at them, I was like, babe, these are too big.
And I was just like, what? I was so excited to be comfortable and wear some comfy shoes.
I felt so sorry for you.
And I was also like, on a trip, you buy something, you don't want to go through the hassle of like returning it and going back to the same place and all that stuff, you know, and also drag the entire group that you're with you to the store and then wait to return it. So I was just like, are you kidding me? I was genuinely really mad. But I was like, you know, let me walk around in them for a little bit.
Maybe they'll get smaller.
I don't know. So I walked around in the new shoes for a little bit. And then I was like, they do feel kind of big and they do look kind of big.
What shoes were they?
They were these Onitsuka Tigers that I ended up actually, spoiler alert. I ended up actually keeping and wearing them for the entire trip because they were supposed to fit a little bit bigger.
I don't know if I truly believe that, but it worked for the trip.
The other size was way too tight. Yeah. So it's just that they didn't have a half sizes. That was the problem.
I don't like when shoes don't have half sizes.
Yeah. So the reason why I brought that up though for things being clean is that I walked in them for quite a bit and then I was like, oh, I think I have to return them, like they feel too big. And I was like, well, I don't know, I've already worn them. Like in New York, you step outside, not even outside, you step like in the hallway and
you're exaggerating.
Okay,
not the hallway.
You walk outside for one block and the shoes cannot be returned anymore, clearly.
Yeah, because you probably already stepped on like some pee or
something.
I don't know.
But there was literally nothing on my shoes. It looked like I walked on carpet.
That's just
shows
to say
just
how
clean everything is.
Yeah. Speaking of shoes, I just want to say real quick that Japan does not have my size in shoes.
Yeah, so that was a big challenge for Yoni you needed to find shoes before we left Tokyo because then we were thinking like in Kyoto,
we're gonna walk
no stores or anything. And we're going to walk like in the forest.
There are stores in Kyoto, yeah. but not, I just didn't, I didn't want to. I love these Birkenstocks, honestly, but it's not a walking shoe. And I walked with them for like 3 days.
Yeah. And also like the weather, it could have been raining. We got lucky.
I think
one
of those days it was rainy.
Yeah. In Kyoto. Or actually, no. Was it? Yeah. I think it was in Kyoto. I don't know. It was raining.
Yeah. And I was going like, you know, when you walk into a sneaker store, you see like walls filled with sneakers, right?
Yeah.
And you think like, okay, I'm going to find a size 11 and a half or 12. That's my size.
Mm-hmm.
So I know, oh, for sure, I'm going to get here. Alia, she was getting food or something. You were somewhere else.
Yeah. There was
mom,
a specific day when we also had the best and my favorite meal in Tokyo, which we'll talk about after this. But we were waiting in the queue to like get into that restaurant. So then we used that opportunity for you to like find some shoes.
So I get in the store. I see a million shoes felt like. And I texted Alia. I was like, I'm going to find my size here.
Mm-hmm.
I go in there. I pick a shoe. He goes back to the back. He's like, I'm sorry, we don't have 11 and a half or 12. Basically, he looked around. Not a single shoe fit me in that whole store. I mean, there was some shoe that fit me, but it was going to be like Vans.
Yeah, which you said.
Yeah, I went to the Vans store, but I didn't want to. I'm so glad I didn't wear Vans because they didn't fit me right. I don't know.
They were uncomfortable.
Yeah, and like that's not also a shoe that you want to walk in a lot. Mm. I just wanted to get like either New Balance or like
something
A6
like
or something like that, right? Anyways, long story short, I finally found a store that had size 11.
Yeah.
So he went and got size 11, but they fit pretty snug. Like they fit like I don't know how you call it. It's
narrow.
Narrow. Wow, my English is. So he went to the back and then he ended up leaving the store and he went to like a warehouse that was around the corner and he brought back the size 11 wide. Now, I don't have wide feet, but like I needed to make some room in that shoe.
Yeah, I think shoes, I think for me, I didn't really have a problem with finding shoes because I have small feet.
Yeah.
And in general, in the US, I have a hard time finding shoes because everything is always like, they only have two pairs of my size and they're always sold out.
Yeah. And over there, you got like all the sizes.
Yeah. So it was crazy that you went to like several stores and it was always the same thing, that they just don't have your size.
Yeah. And I was looking for a lot of stores and I remember you even thought I was just like doing whatever. I was just like,
yeah, I was like, babe, it's taking so long.
No. I literally couldn't find the shoe.
Time to eat this udon.
Yeah.
So thankfully, you found these shoes and they actually ended up being, because that was another thing too. It's like if you have to buy shoes out of necessity,
they were expensive too.
Even
New
if it's
Balance.
Out of necessity, like you don't want to buy something that you don't like just for the sake of buying it, and then you wear it the whole trip and then your outfit's all messed up, you know?
Yeah.
So you did find
some nice New Balance. I don't know how you say it. You say 990 or 990?
990 V something.
Yeah, all black New Balance. So anyway, shout out to New Balance and great shoe. I actually really like it.
Yeah, you've been wearing it here.
Yeah.
And I wanted to talk about our favorite food, or at least I don't want to speak for you, but my favorite meal that we had in Tokyo has to be from Menchirashi Udon. Okay, this is a popular spot. It wasn't like there's this other place called Udon Shin that has a similar vibe because everybody's going crazy over this carbonara udon, which is basically like the udon noodles, but in carbonara pasta sauce. And then we had the carbonara version. Then we had like the regular version that's just like in the broth and whatever. And with,
can you remind me what place that was?
And with the side of tempura. Let me see. It's the day that you went to get the shoes and you didn't find any, so you came back to...
We had the udon, I think. Oh, was that when... was that like in the middle of the big shopping area?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, I think I know what that is.
Ugh, so many photos. I gotta like find it. Oh, wait. It's this one. And we sat like on a corner table. Remember, there was like a random like pole in the middle.
Where's the udon in that?
That's udon.
Oh,
the noodles,
right. Yeah.
It's like underneath.
Yeah.
Remember, then we had like all the tempura on the side, had some beer. I had a lot of beer in Japan.
Tempura, can you explain what that is to speak?
Tempura is like fried stuff. It's like they fry.
Stuff, just anything?
Just anything. You can do shrimp, you can do potatoes, you can do beans, you can do pumpkin, you can do chicken.
Well, that was green beans, right?
It was a lot of different things. We had like various kinds of tempura. Yeah. It was so good. To me, best meal I had in Japan. Like most perfect.
That one?
To me, yeah.
Huh.
Because we had the carbonara, which was very unique. And the carbonara itself was really good, even though it's Italian.
Yeah.
But then the udon noodles were just delicious. And then the brothy one, also so good. And the flavor was like perfectly sweet and salty and light, but had depth of flavor at
the
same time.
Alia was so excited for the food in Japan.
Guys, that's all I cared about.
Yeah.
To me, it was like, okay, what's the next food place?
Like, I like food, obviously, and I enjoyed all of it.
Yeah.
I don't think in Japan I ate a single bad thing. What was the one thing we didn't like?
In Japan?
Was like, yeah. Or was that in the other trip that we took? Why am I trying
to
think like it's a secret that I can't talk about?
In Korea? Well, because I made it a thing on my Instagram, on my YouTube, to be like, I'm not telling you guys where we're going, even though everybody knew.
Yeah. No, because you're actively posting on Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't think of like, there were things that maybe I wasn't blown away by, but everything was just delicious. But that was my number one thing. And then of course, we have to talk. You just forget what we eat. Like you can't even remember this place. But one thing we have to talk about.
I know what you're about to say without you even saying it.
What?
7-Eleven.
Well, just all the convenience stores, okay? 7-Eleven, Lawson's.
Family Mart.
And Family Mart. We actually ate a lot of Family Mart because the area we were staying in Kyoto, didn't have a lot of 7-Elevens like close by.
Which is okay. I was fine with that.
They're all so good. I would say my favorite has to be 7-Eleven and Family Mart. Lawson's, we had a bad experience at Lawson's.
Well, I don't remember Lawson's. Like, I feel like you say Lawson's a lot, but I feel like we went in there just like one time.
Yeah, it was the one time that that guy was rude. The only rude, standoffish interaction that we had in our time in Japan was in this Lawson's where this guy...
We walk
guy,
in, it's 11 p.m. Now, it looks like he was...
Closing. Even though I'm pretty sure they're all 24/7.
Yes, but he looked like he was just like wrapping some shit up.
Yeah,
you know,
so we were just in there for water. We just wanted to grab water. And their checkouts didn't have English as an option.
Mm-hmm.
So we pretty much were just like, okay, let's figure this shit out. Like, how do we do it? We're trying to get him to help us. He didn't speak any English.
He did not want to help.
Which is fine if you don't speak any English. We're trying to use like the translate thing. He ended up like scanning the bottle twice. So it was like four bottles, but we were only buying two. And then we were like, oh, it says four, but it's only two. And anyways, and then God. He like took them off. And then the problem was we didn't know how to pay. We were like, okay, card. Like we got our Apple Pay all ready to go.
Eric is calling.
And he was just not figuring it out. Yeah, it was the only experience where like someone wasn't polite. Because I have to say, as everyone had told us before we went, everyone in Japan is so kind, so polite, so respectful to the point where like I at times I felt like a little bit uncomfortable when someone was so respectful and like
why did you feel uncomfortable?
Uncomfortable because it became like a little bit awkward. Like I remember when we got to Kyoto that there was like a person that was showing us in the home, and the home was very traditional. So, but it was a lot of I don't know, like the bowing and like all these things. It was a lot of that constantly. Like it wasn't just like at the beginning and at the end, or like if something went weird, it was very like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like it was nice, obviously. But I just felt like a little bit awkward. That was all.
Okay. I didn't necessarily feel that, but I know what you mean.
That was the only time though.
That's my favorite thing about Japan is like the politeness and how clean everything is, because I feel like I could live there and just blend in right away. Just like with the way of living. Obviously, like people were like, yo, it's so funny. In Japan, people were looking at me, but like, I didn't feel
like it people wasn't, were staring at you.
No, I didn't feel like people were staring at me.
Yeah.
Even though they were. I didn't feel, you know how like here, right?
Is there a difference between looking and staring?
Yeah, looking is just like a quick look.
Yeah, like
staring, if it's someone like can't take their eyes off of you.
Yeah, you're just so beautiful.
And and that happened a lot. And then anytime I went into like a vintage store or whatever, the guy would be like, oh man, like any store I went to, I think it's because I had my hair up too.
Yeah.
Like it was like the pineapple hairstyle that
I did.
And then people kept complimenting me. So I really appreciated that. And then also too, maybe it's because I haven't seen a lot of black people there. Like maybe four people.
Yeah, in Tokyo.
Yeah, in Tokyo.
Yeah.
But I will say like it's really like heavily the American influence, especially like in the clothing industry vintage.
Yeah, because we were very excited to go shopping, and we didn't really go shopping like vintage shopping while we're in Tokyo, just because we weren't in there for very long and there were a lot of things like we wanted to do. And I think because the city is so big, it was hard for us to kind of gauge like where we're going, where we're at. I don't know. I think going to Tokyo like next time, whenever we do go to Japan again, which we will be going.
Well, that's for sure. We should start planning.
Yeah. It's just like it's a new place. Like the second time I'll be so much more accustomed and like know what place I want to go to again, have an idea of how things work.
Shout out to the Suica card. Okay. I love that thing. It's so easy. And you can pay groceries with that 7-Eleven. That's all I use.
Yeah, I love that Suica card. Kind of felt like not real money.
Exactly, which is kind of dangerous. Especially too, like 100,000 yen is like...
Yeah, it
like
was...
How much?
Changing like how much money things are, I feel like it's a... Even though the shopping technically there is quite cheap compared to the U.S.
Yes.
At the same... Or in like the food and stuff, at the same time, I feel like it's an easy... It's an easy excuse to use to just be like, oh, yeah, you know, buying everything without realizing how much money you're spending because it's not in US dollars.
Yeah.
But I wanted to say something. Right. So the convenience stores, obsessed. As soon as we left Japan, I already felt how much I miss them because
I need that right now.
You guys, I don't
it's
know how.
It's not a joke. People always kept telling me, Yoni, when you go to Japan, go to 7-Eleven. And I would always just be like, okay, 7-Eleven, like I know what that is. It's American.
7-Eleven I'm thinking, in the US is nasty.
No, it's not. This is 7-Eleven, you almost like.
It's just you go get, you don't go to 7-Eleven here.
I mean, people go. I only go to 7-Eleven when I have to go.
Yeah, like I have to.
Like getting the chicken or getting some like food that's warm from the 7-Eleven here, I couldn't do it. I've never done it.
No.
But people do it. People
like
get
a
pizza.
Corn dog.
People get fried chicken, all that
in
kind of stuff.
In the US.
In the US. And for
okay,
some reason.
Some people do, but I would say on average, not that many people do.
You don't know that.
Compared to 7-Eleven in Japan, where everyone goes.
Oh, everyone goes because in Japan, you can get breakfast, nice breakfast. You can get lunch,
dinner,
nice lunch,
snacks,
whatever you want. You
coffee?
Want hot, you want hot coffee from like a from like a fridge. You can get that. You want
hot coffee from a fridge.
You it's like a hot fridge.
Yeah. Let's talk about how the fridge is like half of it is hot and half of it is cold.
I don't know how
you can get the same version of the coffee. You can get it in the iced section and you can get it in the hot section. The same.
What was your
tea.
Favorite? What was your favorite thing in a convenience store? If you had to take one thing.
Well, I love the tuna mayo onigiri. The okay. rice, mm-hmm. triangle rice.
Same.
And the egg sandwich. Even though
oh
I have
my
a
God.
Note that
I
the egg
so
sandwich
many.
Needs to have more egg in it.
I was okay.
I want more like boiled egg white pieces.
I mean, yeah, of course, that would be nice, right? But that soft bread, I could have that every day.
I also really liked the like ham and cheese with a little lettuce and mayo sandwich.
I feel like I didn't try that. I was so obsessed with the egg sandwich. I was just like, I didn't even want to try that.
The egg sandwich, oh my God, so good.
And then we asked the king. What was the king?
Oh, what was the king?
The
from Family Mart.
Yes. Oh, that wasn't. They don't have that 7-Eleven, right?
They have like their own versions, but the Family Mart is the
Famichiki.
Oh, that's why it's called Fami from Family Mart.
Famichiki. I hope I say it right.
Famichiki.
Famichiki.
The spicy Famichiki. The spicy. Fried chicken that you get at the checkout. You go bring all your snacks, all your things you
and
bring in.
And it's so cheap.
Guys.
But so good. If I could eat one thing, just bring one item from Japan with me, mm-hmm. it's that. Like a bag of that.
So you would choose the spicy Famichiki over the egg sandwich and the onigiri?
Yeah. No, actually, the egg sandwich was so good.
The egg sandwich wins because I feel like at any time, like, but I don't know because the spice. So we had both the not spicy and the spicy. The spicy is the way to go.
No, yeah.
It's not even that spicy and it has way more flavor.
I feel like I haven't had anything spicy in Japan. And when they said this is very hot, I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah. For us, it wasn't very hot. Yeah. For us, you know, we have such high tolerance. but there's something about that chicken that is so insanely flavorful, salty, juicy, but just the right amount of everything. Like, that was the thing about Japan food as a whole, is everything was perfected.
Yeah.
Everything was the perfect level. Salt, sweet, crunch.
And most importantly, it was consistent. You know how here sometimes you can get something, you go to a coffee shop and the coffee wouldn't be the same every time?
Yeah.
Like that happens sometimes.
We didn't have a lot of repeats though, I would say. Like we didn't go to the same place that many times. I mean, yeah, like the fried chicken at the convenience store was the same every time because it's probably made like in a factory.
Okay. Well, forget my consistency point.
Well, what I was going to say is another thing that I really liked about Japan that I thought was very cool is most of the food places you go to specialize in one thing only. it was very rare that you would go into a restaurant and it had like gyoza and it also had udon and it also had ramen and it also had like fried chicken and it also had this other thing. Like you go to a dumpling place, all they have is dumplings. They might have other like maybe like cucumber salad or something like that. But you go to a dumpling place to get dumplings. You go to a ramen place to get ramen. Here in the U.S., you go to a ramen spot, you also have dumplings, you also have fried chicken.
I mean, there's nothing bad. Why are you shitting on the U.S.?
No, I'm not. I'm saying what I think is like so special about, like, I think the way that they approach things is they're going to take one thing
and perfect
and perfect it and make it the best tasting, like, thing.
Okay. Speaking of best tasting. That's sushi, your favorite sushi. Why do you, because I, like, listen, I haven't had sushi. Like, when I started dating Alia, like, I never had sushi before meeting Alia. I feel like maybe once, but, like, it wasn't a
from
thing.
Like, the supermarket or something.
Yeah, like, but even then, to me, sushi was always, like, a thing that it's not filling enough, you know? It was just like, oh, sushi, that's that cute thing.
People eat.
You know, but then Alia introduced me to sushi and then we started to go to these different sushi restaurants. And so then I fell in love with sushi, but only the tuna. I only like, when I eat sushi, it's only tuna. Spicy tuna.
Yeah, most of the time. You can, you like some salmon.
No, but salmon, but I feel like I love tuna so much that it's like, if there's tuna, I'm going to get the tuna.
Yeah. The sushi place we went to, it was called, I forget what it's called. Quinten, something like that. It's in my vlog, you guys.
First time you forget.
Yeah, crazy,
you never
right?
forget.
I never forget. But it was kind of like, even though it said it was a conveyor belt sushi place, but they weren't using the conveyor belt. They were just like giving you the sushi as you ordered it.
Was that something you were really looking forward to?
The conveyor belt sushi? Not necessarily. I just wanted to go and have some really good sushi.
That was the best sushi I ever had in my life.
No, it was amazing. The fact that we had 30 pieces for $120.
Yeah.
In New York, $120 gets you 8 pieces.
Not 8.
8 pieces. Like those types.
Those were big
pieces. The nigiri,
too.
Which is like the rice with this fish on top.
Yeah.
And like thick fish, yeah. too.
It was big.
It was big. It was so good. Oh my God. We should have gone there like twice. That was a thing. We didn't have enough time in each place. And for me, we didn't have enough. I didn't have enough stomach space to eat
all the things you wanted to
all
eat.
All the things I wanted to do. And like to also eat like things twice. It was like you had sushi once, you have ramen once, you have this once.
Because there's so much to try and the city is so big that it feels like, why would I go to the same place twice?
Yeah, and it's kind of like New York too. Street food too that you can like easily fill up on. Yeah. Like the little snacks and like, oh, let me get this on a stick and let me get this thing. And then by the time you know it, you're already full.
Yeah.
And another thing is that we kind of struggled with in our entire trip, like both in Tokyo and in Kyoto and in Osaka, is like everything opens late. Everything opens at like 10, but mostly 11 a.m.
Yeah, if you want to go get breakfast, a cute little breakfast at 8 a.m. and do some work.
Even coffee.
Yeah.
Like if you want to go to like a fancy coffee place or like a more like specialized coffee place, like good luck. You got to wait until 11 a.m. Like everything. And the thing is that everything open at the same time. So you got to choose like, do I want to do coffee? Do I want to do pastry? Do I want to do like a breakfast type? Or do I want to already have lunch? But we're used to eating, you know, pretty soon after you wake up. And also you're in a new place. You want to explore. You want to have like as many hours in this place awake and doing things. So that's where the convenience of the convenience store came in. We basically had like convenience store breakfast, which is the way to do it.
Yeah, there was also like this sandwich. The amount of snacks that I didn't try to stay away from because there's so many. I could literally take a whole aisle and I would eat everything in there.
Yeah,
because,
the bread aisle especially.
Yeah, the bread. What do you call the bread? A soft, like a cloud?
Yeah, like I don't know. That's just kind of how they make bread there.
Oh my God.
Milk bread, I'm pretty sure it's what it's called. Like I think they use like milk and eggs in it or something, but
yeah,
you guys took bread and you made it into like some crazy.
And I already love regular bread.
Yeah.
Like now I go over there and I see the bread that's soft like a, I keep saying cloud because that's what I keep thinking about.
Yeah,
every time
it's,
I hold
it's insane. It's so, it's like a little sweet and.
But not too sweet.
No,
it's not like Hawaiian sweet. Bread.
No, 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 no. But.
Which Hawaiian bread, by the way, it's fire.
Too. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Damn, I would eat that right now.
Make
a sandwich with it. Ham and cheese.
Anything else you want to cover? Okay, so we got the food stuff. I feel like we're good on the food.
The one other thing was that in public spaces, people are very quiet. People don't talk.
Oh, yeah. Which I liked.
It was hard for us, though, because I think it's easy on a regular basis if you're in the train or in the subway, like going somewhere to like work or this or that, and you're by yourself, there's nobody to talk to. But because we were constantly in a group together, you know, you're trying to talk about like where we're going or this or that. And we felt like we couldn't talk because nobody was talking. And I know that that's a thing in Japan that you just don't really talk in public places, like on the train. You also don't eat on the train. You don't drink on the train, which, I mean, it makes sense. But I don't know, like we're so used to other things. How often do you eat on the subway? I actually don't eat on the subway that often.
I mean,
here.
If I have something to eat, I'll eat it without thinking about it. Yeah.
I'll drink something. I'll have a coffee or they're just not big on the to-go.
Yeah.
You don't really eat on the go. Like you don't drink a coffee as you walk. Maybe a coffee, but you don't eat a sandwich on the street as you're walking.
Well, you know, speaking of just... why this may be the reason for is because there's also no trash cans.
Yeah.
So like you go, okay, let's say you have a coffee, you finish it, right? What do you do with the cup?
Hold it. Put it in your bag.
I was holding things for hours.
Yeah, you were.
My pockets were filled, the back pocket, front pocket, the jacket pocket.
Yeah.
Everything had like a little bag from here, a little pastry bag from here.
Yeah.
That was annoying. That was the one thing I will say was annoying, but I do appreciate because if it wasn't for that, the street wouldn't be as clean as they are. And that's something I really appreciated.
Well, the reason why there's a reason they don't have trash cans, which is like this whole like, you know, attack thing happened. And then they basically got rid of all the trash cans.
Someone told me the reason for the no trash can thing was because they believe that each individual should be responsible for their own trash. Like, okay. Multiple people told me that, which I guess it makes sense. You should be responsible for your own trash here, too. But,
I mean,
the attack was...
Putting a trash can somewhere, it's like, I'm still responsible to throw it away, right?
Yeah.
It has to go somewhere.
It was crazy to me to not see
any trash. It was just hard because you would also not realize it, right? You're like, oh, let me go to this fun little vending machine and try a fun little drink.
That drink will stay with you
the whole
day.
And then also you can't like drink it. Like I have to chug this at the vending machine because that's the thing that we figured it out.
We couldn't walk though?
No, you
could.
No, but that's what I'm saying. If you walk with the drink, then you got to hold on to it until the next trash can.
Because usually there's like a little trash can right next to the vending machine.
So that's the trick that I would say most of the time, convenience stores and the vending machines are where you will find a trash. But the thing is about the vending machine is like they're only for recycling like the plastic.
Right.
So you can't throw away just whatever. And we kind of, oh, my brother's calling again.
Overall, I think the trip was definitely one of those trips that we will take multiple times, not only just once again, but I feel like Tokyo especially, Kyoto was cute. I love the vintage shopping in Kyoto.
Yeah.
What?
We're talking about the Kyoto on the Patreon.
Oh, okay. But I just wanted to say vintage shopping in Kyoto.
10 out of 10.
You guys, it's different. There's different levels.
If you thought
that you can vintage shop and find nice pieces here in New York, because it's New York.
Nah.
You don't even know.
New York doesn't even. Yeah. Honestly, New York vintage shops is kind of like meh.
No. Let's not go there. But there's levels. There's levels to anything in life.
There's levels. We didn't go in Tokyo to any of the vintage shops. I know there's this whole area that we missed that we were really close by. But the other thing too about this trip is that it wasn't just me and you. There was also my mom and my sister, which I'm so glad that they came and we had a great time. But But we just have like different styles of traveling a little bit.
Yeah.
In the sense that, especially like my mom, the whole time, like the first day or so that we were in Tokyo, she was like, oh, I want to go somewhere where there's like the Japanese vibe, you know, because Tokyo is a huge city. It's like, you know, a modern metropolis. And she was looking forward to, you know, that like traditional Japanese
that
old
Osaka
like
vibe.
That you see it
not even Osaka,
Kyoto. Or when we went to Asakusa in Tokyo, she got her fix for that traditional Japanese old school vibe. But it's just when you're traveling with more than just me and you, mm-hmm. there are more wants and needs that you have to tend to and make sure that, you know, everybody's
happy. But
that's
with anybody, you know, if you go on a group trip with your friends, you know, it's like the more people you add, the more it gets
a
little
more difficult it is. Yeah. But it was still a great time.
Yeah.
I was going to say traveling with more people, you get to try more food. Because you have more people that you get to try more types of things.
Right.
If it's just me and you, there's only so many things we can order for just two of us.
But we can still order.
Yeah, but if you have four people, we can go crazy.
Yeah, that's true.
Which was nice. I think that's it for Tokyo. I don't know. I mean, there's so much to say.
We might do a Tokyo part two.
Maybe we can like ask you guys.
No, let's ask it right now. What are some things that you guys want us to, like, do you guys have any questions?
Yes. If like you are going to go on a trip to Tokyo, if you have any questions specifically, I don't know if we'll do like a whole other episode.
Yeah, but we can definitely touch
And we always say this anytime we travel, if there's something that happens or there's a funny story, we're like, oh, we got to write this down. But of course, like we never did.
Because it feels like homework while you're in it.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. So whatever stories come to mind and will arise when we're recording the pod.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest things were just the fact that Yoni forgot his shoes. And it's always like funny things that are kind of annoying. It made
part of the story. You
know, like it was, you know, inconveniencing everybody. Mm-hmm.
Another big thing is too, while I was out there, I was filming my POV video, you guys, okay?
Oh, yes.
Officially on YouTube, the video will be linked below.
Well, also, I think we weren't recording the podcast when you posted your first episode, your first video. Yoni's on YouTube now.
Oh, right, that is true.
Yeah. So you should probably tell them that they should subscribe.
Yes, please subscribe. If you subscribe to What's the Juice, you have to subscribe to Alia and my channel. Okay, mine, I think my channel is I'm trying to keep it very simple. It's going to be photography-based, some vlogging mixing in there. I don't know how to really categorize it.
Like, I think
it's
not have to go check it out.
Yeah.
It's a fun, it's like exactly how you would expect Yoni to make YouTube videos would be.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for you to put together the Tokyo video. You just posted a video today that's like us in the airport.
Yes, getting to.
And it's a fun, nice and sweet video.
Yeah. And I want to thank you for helping me because Alia's like, you know, there's little tricks that.
Yeah, I've gained a lot of knowledge about, you know, like filming and especially editing that.
Yeah. I would say especially editing.
Yeah, especially editing. And also it's just, you know, I feel like for you.
Putting the video together, I feel like my style is you do your way and I have like my own style, how I like to do it, like in the last video.
Yeah, but at the same time, the way to use the editing tools.
Oh, yes.
You know, is
like
I've had so much
the keyboard with the shortcuts. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I'm excited, guys. Okay. I need you to, if you're listening to this right now, okay, just right after this, type in Yoni Ikoto. There's two channels, by the way. There's one, they're both black and white. The channel that I'm actually using is the one with my face on it. The other one is like a dunking basketball.
Yeah, like
a really,
that's Yoni when he was a teenager.
Yeah. That one doesn't even count, okay? You got to go to Yoni Ikoto and then you'll see. Obviously, it's the one that just has like a little bit more subscribers than the other one.
Yes, yes.
Please subscribe, comment, watch the video, send it to your friend.
Like them.
And I already appreciate you because I feel like people will go and check it out.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. It's so good. And I am very excited for the next videos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, guys.
That was my plug.
Well, we're going to go over to, if you want to see any of this stuff, like visually in terms of what we talked about, like the food and the stuff, I posted the Tokyo video. So you guys can go watch that. It gives you a little bit more insight into
another plug
into what we said. Okay. I mean, I might as well since we're plugging.
Alia's video is linked below and Yoni's video is linked below as well.
Yeah. And so we are going to sign off here and we're going to go over to Patreon and talk about the Kyoto and Osaka experience. We're going to put them together since Osaka was only like for one day.
Yeah, that's going to be a nice quick episode. I'm excited to get back on Patreon too. You guys, we're back from the break, okay? So if you cancel your membership because of the break, we're back, guys, okay?
Yeah, so go back over there. But no, we appreciate you. As always, we're so excited to be back. Season four,
let's go.
If there's anything specifically that you want us to do more of, less of, feedback just to start off the new season, let us know down in the comments. Also, if you got to this end of the episode, please comment Famichiki. You probably don't know how to spell that, but you can give it a try.
Should we do that? Should we do something else?
Egg sandwich. Yeah. Yeah. If you got to the end of the episode, comment egg sandwich.
Yeah. And whatever else you want to say.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. We're still going to work on
the
wall here. Okay. We got this new little piece here. I feel like, I don't know. We're going to see.
Yeah.
Okay?
But
we didn't want to push the pod back.
Just because we didn't have anything else.
Just because we have so much to talk about. Okay. Yeah. So we was like, let's just record, put it out.
And we'll get to this eventually.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Okay,
guys.
Love you guys so much. Bye. See you back here next week. And if you're on Patreon, see you over there on Sunday.
Bye.
Bye. Arigato gozaimasu.
Arigato gozaimasu. Yo, that's my favorite thing to say.
Yeah, you already be saying arigato gozaimasu.
No, it's my favorite thing to say, honestly.
And our favorite was when the people in the buses were saying...
No, the driver.
The driver would always say, arigato gozaimasu.
I know. It's so satisfying. Yo, I love Japan. Yo, we are going back, okay?
Can't wait. And the next time we go back, we're going to go to like a bunch of other places that we
haven't been to. Yeah, I wanted to go like camping in Japan.
I want to go to Okinawa.
Where is that?
That's like by the water. I'm pretty sure. Okay, bye guys.
Okay, bye. We love you. We're so excited for you to thanks for sticking around.
Yeah.
Okay, because actually we gotta go.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
3 Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.